Little Rock director Jeff Nichols' movie Loving is about the Supreme Court case that ended anti-miscegenation laws in 1967. In the second half of a report on interracial relationships, Bobby Ampezon of Arkansas Public Media drove down to the Delta town of Arkansas City to visit with folks about Loving and race.
Arkansas City is a town of more than 300 in the cup of the Arkansas River levees. It's the seat of DeShay County, a place where whites and blacks pretty evenly split the population. Everyone I asked hadn't heard of the 1884 trial of Sheriff Isaac Bankston for marrying a black woman, Missouri Bradford. Rick Bixler is the retired mayor of Arkansas City, who was a career beekeeper.
Are there any Bankstons left around here?
No, I've been here since the late 60s, and I've never heard of a Bankston.
Two blocks over from Bixler's is Mama Carol's place. Carolyn Blissett is both the proprietor and the county's health department administrator. She's another former mayor, and she'd not heard of Bankston either. Both are white and have in common the vivid memory of segregation in the Jim Crow South, and both now have daughters or granddaughters who've started families with black men, and they are uneasy about it.
At first, you know, I just said, that's it. I'm through. But you know, that's your child, that's your grandchild.
Well, you know, I'm old school. It's accepted today, but a lot of people down deep have got mixed feelings about it.
Well, you know, she was strong enough about it, and their age were taught there wasn't any different. You know, it was okay.
It seems like when a lot of this stuff happens, it has a tendency to destroy our moral values.
And the guy seems to be a pretty good provider. They get along very well. They've made a home. They're working. Now they've had children. And it's still my problem. It's my problem.
I asked Joyce Cobert, a 70-year-old African-American mother of four boys, if she's ever warned her sons about interracial coupling. Nope.
You think it's more like white folks' problem?
I'm not answering that question.
Jamie Barnes is a clerk at New Bee's Cash Sales, and she's half as old as Cobert. She'll answer that.
I think it's more the white people than it is the black people. I think the black people may, if they did have a problem with it, it's where there are not any black guys available, just type situation, versus the other side would be like, why are you bringing him to the house? He doesn't belong.
And if it's not black and white?
Most Hispanic are kind of considered black to some white people. They're all kind of in the same category.
So you think if a family has a son who's white and he has a girlfriend who's Asian, that's all right?
I think that's okay, yeah, because she's almost there.
Younger still are Durandrick Daniel and C.J. Edgerson. Neither are married. Daniel hasn't dated outside his race. Edgerson has.
I think this issue is more an issue for white people.
Well, no, I just can't say it's just for white people.
It's just certain generations of any race.
Since the end of Jim Crow, interracial marriages have climbed from about half of 1% to 10% nationwide. The highest rates are not between whites and blacks, but whites and Hispanics and Asians, according to the last census. The Pew Research Center did an analysis of census data in 2013 and found that black men and Asian women married outside their race at more than twice the rate of black women and Asian men. County Judge Jack May was born before the Second World War. He's white, and he has a prediction.
The grandparents or the parents of the couple may not be crazy about the marriage, but they're going absolutely loving those little children that's coming from those marriages. That has a lot to do with the acceptance of interracial marriages in the Delta.
For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Bobby Ampezon in Little Rock.